WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, cultivating self-compassion as a key to emotional healing. Ever felt like you were beating yourself up over mistakes? You know that feeling when your inner critic is louder than a rock concert? Yeah. We've all been there. But here's the thing, friends. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving in. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Imagine your best buddy stumbled and scraped their knee. Would you yell at them for tripping? Heck no. You'd probably say something like, "Ouch, that looks painful. Let me help you clean it up, right?" That's self-compassion in action, treating yourself with the same care and empathy you extend to others. Now, let's break down some key takeaways from this powerful practice. Firstly, recognize your humanity. We're all flawed, we all make mistakes, and that's perfectly okay. Accepting our imperfections is a huge step towards self-compassion. Remember, nobody's perfect, not even your idols or those seemingly flawless people on Instagram. They mess up too, they just do a better job of hiding it. Secondly, practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind like some Zen master, although that's cool if you can do it. It's about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice those negative self-talk spirals. Acknowledge them, but don't get caught up in them. Imagine yourself gently guiding those thoughts towards a more compassionate space. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and build resilience. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple joys. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine laugh with a friend. These little things add up. Fourthly, engage in self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being physically, mentally, and emotionally. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, spend time in nature, do things that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Finally, remember, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and kindness towards yourself. There will be setbacks, moments when you slip back into old patterns. That's totally normal. Just gently guide yourself back to that compassionate space. Every time you choose kindness over criticism, you're strengthening your emotional resilience and paving the way for healing. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright and talented young woman who's been struggling with self-doubt after failing a big presentation at work. She's replaying it in her head, berating herself for every stumble, every missed opportunity. Now, instead of letting that negative spiral take over, Sarah chooses to practice self-compassion. She acknowledges her disappointment, but reminds herself that everyone makes mistakes, even the most successful people have faced setbacks. She focuses on the lessons learned and uses them to improve for next time. She treats herself with kindness, takes a break, goes for a walk in nature, and allows herself to feel her emotions without judgment. See how different that is? It's about shifting from self-criticism to self-understanding, from harsh judgment to gentle encouragement. So, my friends, remember this. You are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, especially from yourself. Start practicing these principles today. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that you're not alone on this journey. Take a deep breath, offer yourself a little understanding, and keep moving forward. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might benefit from a little self-compassion boost. And don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us keep bringing you these valuable insights. Until next time, stay balanced, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.